The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
It's well-known Shittas Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tezayin. The Rambam is discussing the fact that the Torah writes that there's an Isser, but one is not allowed to perform Kishuv. So a bunch of other Lavin that are associated with Kishuv, Kaisim, Kisomim, Ma'inein, Menachesh. Torah has a whole list of Lavin that one is not allowed to, a person's not allowed to do. And the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Aleph, discusses the halachas of Kishuv. Somebody who's mechashiv is chayiv skila. Then the Rambam at the end of the parak says, "Dvarim elu kulan divrei sheker v'chozav hein." All the things that he mentioned, all different types of kishuv, are all sheker. They're not true. V'heim shehitu b'hem oivdei k'chov makadmoinim l'goyo arotzis. The whole concept of kishuv, the Rambam seems to say, is a fake. There's no kayach. There is absolutely no power that people have to perform certain types of magic. It doesn't really exist. Where does it come from? It says the Ovid Avodah Zarah wanted to trick the Goy HaRotzos, Kidei Sheyinogu Achrayan. They wanted to have some sort of power over other people. And therefore they invented this, such a concept of Kishuv. And all the Kishuv that supposedly they did, according to the Rambam, would seem to be merely some sort of trick that looked like they were doing supernatural things, but it doesn't really happen. V'ein roili Yisrael shem chachomim mechukomim b'himoshech b'havol emelu. For Klal Yisrael, it's not something that we should be involved with, something we should be believed. Leila haliz alev sheish tayelus b'hem. And the Rambam is mayrich that the Torah says it's aser to perform certain things that look like kishuv, these things that are considered kishuv. But of course, the Rambam says that only people who don't have, who aren't intelligent will actually believe that there's some truth behind it. Those are the words of the Rambam. Now, it's well known that there were many Rishonim and Achronim who disagreed strongly with the Rambam. It's well known that Vilna Gaon and Simon Kuf Ayin Tes disagrees with the Rambam. But even before the Vilna Gaon, the Rashba, in a Tshuva and Chelek Aleph Simon Tov Yud Gimel, he quotes the Rambam, that the Rambam says that Kishuv there's no real Kayach of Kishuv. And the Rashba says, how could you say such a thing? How could you say such a thing? Now we know there are many stories in the Gemara. The Gemara has many stories of Kishuv. So in the Gemara itself, it's possible to explain. We could suggest that when the Gemara says there were certain people who performed Kishuv, maybe the Gemara means it wasn't really Kishuv, or the Gemara means that, or certain Gemaras that we know we don't take literally, there are Agadat Gemaras that are not meant to be taken literally. So it could be that we're not supposed to understand these Gemaras in a literal sense. But the Rashba asks, fine, that's Gemaras, but what do you do with the Beferish Psukim? The Rashba says, V'chein bo'ivi yedoini, Bishol. He says, what do you do? There's a clear cut. There's a whole parsha in Nach, in Sefer Shmuel. An entire parsha where the Shaul HaMelech wanted to know whether he would succeed when he would go fight in war against the Pelishtim. And he didn't know the answer. It says that he went to ask the Urim V'Tumim and he did not receive any answer from the Urim V'Tumim. So the Pasuk says that, for lack of a better option, he went to ask a Balas Oiv. He went to ask, some woman who was involved with Kishuv, and the Pasuk describes, he went to her, and he asked her to bring up he wanted to speak with somebody who is no longer alive, and he said he should call up, he wanted to speak with Shmuel HaNavi. At that time, Shmuel HaNavi was no longer alive. So he wanted to ask Shmuel whether he would succeed. So therefore he went and he called up Shmuel, he went through this woman to perform some sort of kishuf, that Shmuel would come up and he would speak to her. And the pasuk describes, the pasuk says that he brought, that this woman brought up Shmuel, and Shmuel had a conversation with Shaul. The pasuk says, when Shaul went to the Balas Oiv, he was in disguise. He didn't tell her that he was the king, because beforehand, Shaul had gone out of his way to make sure there were no people who performed kishuf to Isser. So he wanted to make sure there was nobody left in the entire Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, this woman made it through. So he didn't want to go and say that he was Shaul, because then she would be afraid. She wouldn't want to do anything for him. So the pasuk says, when Shmuel came up, then she realized that she was really dealing with Shaul HaMelech, and she said it was really Shaul. But in the end result, there's an entire conversation that the pasuk records between Shaul and Shmuel. So how are you going to explain the pasuk if you say that the whole concept of kishuf doesn't exist according to the Rambam? Furthermore, the Rashba says, what do you do with the pukim in the parashas Va'era? We have the entire parashas Va'era. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Paroi, and he says, I'm going to show you a oisig, and he takes the stick and he throws it and it turns into a snake. And the pasuk says that Paroi wasn't impressed. He brought the Khartoumim. The Khartoumim were able to also perform through a form of kishuf. It says Balateim or Balahateim. It's clear in the psukim is a form of kishuf. The makis there, the first few makis, it says that the Khartoumim were able to reproduce from a kayach kishuf. So how could the Rambam say there's no such thing? Kishuf doesn't really exist. It's clear in the psukim there's a concept of kishuf. How do you understand these psukim according to the Rambam? So regarding the first question of the Rashba, regarding Shaul HaMelech, so interestingly enough, there's a Radak, and the Radak in Shmuel Aleph Perakov Ches, Potzuk of Dalit actually has an entire discussion about this. He brings that not only, this wasn't only the Shitas HaRambam, that there's no such thing as Kishuf. He says, Re'inu Machloikis Bein HaGoinim B'dover Zeh. Seems like there was a really earlier Machloikis, even before the Rambam, there was a Machloikis among the Goinim, if Kishuf is actually real or not. And the Kulam Nishtavu, everyone agrees, Kimaisa Oiv Hevel V'toyu, V'divrei Koz V'hito. So then we have a big problem. So what do you do with the story with Shaul? So he says that he brings a pshat that the Radak says that the entire story with the pasuk that says, the psukim that say that the woman brought up Shmuel and Shmuel had a conversation with Shaul, the entire thing was a fake. Didn't really happen. It says originally she didn't know it was Shaul, and then later on she chapped it with Shaul. So he says that was also part of the trick. Really, she realized originally that it was Shaul, and the entire shakta v'tayra, the entire conversation that Shaul had with Shmuel was part of the trick that was performed by this balas oiv. So that if you learn like this, so then there's no hechrich that kishuf is actually real. This pshat, the Radak says, in the name of Reb Shmuel ben Chofni Goin. The Shmuel ben Chofni Goin learns that the entire thing was a trick, and it wasn't really kishuf. Now, there's a big problem. The Radak is bothered by this, that the conversation between Shmuel and Shaul seems to have flowed very well, and they seem to have discussed things that otherwise would not have necessarily been known to other people. So it's very hard to understand that this woman was able to successfully trick Shaul into thinking that he's really talking with Shmuel. Seems from the end of the story that Shaul was very Shaul ended up he actually believed that he was talking to Shmuel. So this is a difficult understanding. But the Radak brings afterwards from in the name of Rav Sadja Goin and Rav Hai Goin, and he says, true, could be the entire concept of Kishuv the Balas Oiv wasn't actually able to bring up the body of or the spirit of Shmuel in order that Shmuel should be able to speak with Shaul. However, even though the Baal Soif did not have that koyach, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Shaul to be able to communicate with Shmuel, so therefore, in the end, after the Baal Soif was doing whatever trick she was going to do to pretend that Shaul would be speaking with Shmuel, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually brought Shmuel back. and Shmuel, and then Apia Kodesh Baruch Hu, not Aidei Kishuf. Apia Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shmuel was able to have this conversation with Shaul. And it fits very well in the Psukim because it says when the woman, the Balas Oiv, brought up Shmuel, she started screaming. She was very, something had happened that made her very disconcerted. So if you understand like this pshat, Rav Sadigan, Rav Haigoin, obviously she thought that she was going to pretend to represent Shmuel. And at the end, Shmuel himself starts talking, so she was very taken aback that what she thought was just a trick ended up being real. Now, Koponim, the zikr we have such a teretz, we have a pshat, or these two possible explanations for the story of Shaul, and it's not necessarily a contradiction to this sheet of the Rambam that holds that there is no mamoshes to kishuf. Palkoponim, so that's the teretz for the ma'isa of Shaul. But what are we going to do with the fact that we find in the psukim, that we find in the psukim with the chartumim, it seems to say that there is a reality of kishuf, there is an ability of the chartumim that says that they were able to perform certain types of kishuf. So the achronim discuss this sheet of the Rambam. And they give interesting explanations for what possibly the Rambam might mean. The Sefer appears on the Rambam called Maisa Rekech, and he says a very interesting pshat over there in that Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah Perikid Aleph Halacha Tezayin. He says Lanizaiti Nira Kavonas Rabbeinu Eino Elo Klape She Mitzad Hasitra Achro. He says that Avada, the Rambam, agrees that kishuf is real. There is a koyach that exists in the world that if somebody who knows and understands it has the ability to manipulate different types of forces of koyches to produce what's called kishuf. However, the Rambam says that all this is sheker v'chazov. He says true, but he says it's the koyach ha-sheker and the koyach ha-chazov sheyesh bohem she'enu misitra de kedusha klal chalilu. So the Rambam says that kishuv is sheker v'chazov, the Rambam doesn't mean to say that it's not true. The Rambam means to say it's some sort of opposite kayach that doesn't come from the kayach ha-kedusha, and therefore it's through that kayach that this kishuv is able to exist and someone is able to perform kishuv. And therefore that's what the Rambam means. So the Rambam therefore would agree to the other Rishonim that there is such a thing as kishuv, there is such a thing, a person does have a kayach to perform an act of kishuf. Now, perhaps you could say such a pshat, but in the words of the Rambam, it doesn't really fit, because the Rambam is very meirich. After he says, the sheker v'chazov, the Rambam is meirich, saying no one should believe in such a thing, and it's only some people who aren't so intelligent that would believe in these things, and the people who are chachamim and klai yisrael shouldn't believe in that. It doesn't seem from the words of the Rambam that the Rambam is coming to tell you that really it exists, but you shouldn't believe in it. If it exists, why can't you believe in it? And the Maaser Rekech himself at the end says that he says, imkoza, even with this mahalach, it doesn't completely answer, it doesn't completely explain the words of the Rambam very well. So that's his pshat. There are other mahalachim. There's another mahalach. This other mahalach was popularized by Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. It's published in Emes LeYaakov. But in truth, this mahalach is already mentioned earlier. The Tiferes Yisrael in the Pirush Mishnayis, in the Pirush Mishnayis in Sanhedrin, Perik Zion in Bayez Gimel, brings in the name of a sefer, Eitz Chaim, that kishuf once existed. Havad, in the times of Chazal, the times of the Chumash, the Misfarin and the Gemara, there existed a kayach. Kishuf is Israel. The Rambam agrees that there exists such a kayach in the world, a kayach ha-kishuf. But what the Rambam is trying to say over here, what the Rambam is saying in his Paskin Lahalacha, is that kishuf doesn't exist anymore. Rabbi Yaakov explains there's a certain balance, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, that there's a Kayach HaKedusha in the world, there's a Kayach HaTumah that exists in the world, and when the Kayach HaKedusha was stronger, the Kayach HaTumah was also stronger. So in earlier generations, when the Kayach HaKedusha was stronger, there existed a Kayach in order that people were able to perform Kishuf. Masha'inkein, Bizman HaZeh, that the Kayach HaKedusha is not as strong, so Hu Adin, the Kayach to perform Kishav is not as strong. And therefore there's no ability, the Rambam is saying that to believe that there's a Kayach HaKishav is not Hazeh, in the times of the Rambam, and definitely in the Bizan Hazeh Mamish, in our times, the times after the Rambam, that the Rambam says that that's only what the Scholem, what unintelligent people will believe. But intelligent people will surely understand that it's not possible. So this is the pshat that this says in Emes Yaakov. It's interesting that the Be'er Hetev, which is a pirush on the Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideya, in Simen Kuf Ayin Tes, in Sivkot and Gimel, Simen Kuf Ayin Tes is where the halachas of Kishuf are brought down. So over there, in Sivkot and Gimel, he also quotes us in the name of the Nachla Shiva, which is an earlier Sefer, Shuva Sefer, the Nachla Shiva, also says that, I don't recall if he's explaining that's pshat in the Rambam, but Al-Kaponim, the Nachla Shiva says that even though there used to be a Kayach HaKishuf, but Bizman Hazeh, there is no kayach that people have to perform kishuf. He brings in the name of the Nachla Shiva. I wasn't able to find it in the Nachla Shiva. It's not so clear if the Berhetev is quoting the name of Nachla Shiva, but we don't seem to have it in our Chuvah's Nachla Shiva. But Al Kaponim, all the Shitas say that there's a difference between Bizman Hazeh and previous generations, so that would answer the Rambam from the Psukim. Obviously in the Psukim, even the times of the Gemara and the times of Chazal, there was a Kayach HaKishuf, which we don't have Bizman Hazeh. Also, this pshat is a little difficult to read into the words of the Rambam, because the Rambam starts off saying that the whole idea of Kishuf is Sheker V'chozov. He says, brings a pasuk even, Ki Lo Nachash B'Yakov, that Klal Yisrael doesn't believe in Kishuf. He's very strong, seems to be saying, that the belief in the concept of Kishuf is not something that an intelligent person should believe. The Rambam doesn't differentiate between Bizman Hazeh. He's coming to explain Pshat and the Psukim. And in the Pshat and the Psukim, even more than that, the Rambam seems to be saying that the Torah said there's an Isser of Kishuf. The Torah said that someone who performs Kishuf is Chayiv Skila. What does it mean a person who performs Kishuf is Chayiv Skila? If you understand that there exists a real Kayach called Kishuf, so fine. So we understand someone who performs this real Kishuf, he's Chayiv Skila. How is Bezin supposed to know if he did Kishuf? So the Gemara says the Sanhedrin has to know how to do Kishuf themselves in order to be able to judge somebody to find out if they really did Kishuf. But if you learn like the Rambam, that Kishuf is not real, so the whole Kishuf is a fake, just a trick, then obviously it would come out that if somebody would perform a type of Kishuf which looks like Kishuf, but it's really a trick, he would be Chayiv Skila. If you don't learn like the Rambam, let's say you learn like the Rashba, so if somebody would only do a trick, something which looks like Kishuf, but it's not really Kishuf, so then he wouldn't be Chayiv Skila because he wasn't over there. He didn't actually do Kishuf. But according to the Rambam, by doing a trick, he would already be Chayiv Skila. The Mashmois of the Rambam is that even by doing something which looks like Kishuf, that's already enough to become Chayiv Skila. And you're going to come and tell me that the Rambam meant that Bizman Hazeh there's no Kishuf, but Bizman HaTorah there was such a thing as Kishuf, so then you're changing the whole halacha. You're telling me that a person will only be Chayiv Skila, not for doing something that looks like Kishuf, something which really is Kishuf. This is going to change the whole halacha, and it doesn't seem like that is that the words of the Rambam are saying that. So it's very schwer to understand the words of the Rambam like this Mahalach. It could very well be that the Yesod is true. We could say that there was a Kayach, a Kishuf that exists, that used to exist, and that didn't exist today. But in the Shittas of Rambam, to explain the words of the Rambam like that is very difficult. So, quite possibly, we machmas this kasha. Because we're stuck, I would like to suggest a different mahalach in the Rambam. And this is based on a different Rambam. A Rambam in Hilchis Yisaydi HaTorah, Perig Yud Alocha, Beis and Alocha Gimel. The Rambam in Hilchis Yisaydi HaTorah, Perig Yud, is discussing certain aspects of a Novi. We know that the Torah says that this is a concept called Nevuah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to a Novi, and he tells a Novi to come, to go to Klal Yisrael and tell them something. The Torah says that if a Navi tells you to do something, it says Eluf Tishmon, there's a mitzvah to listen to a Navi. Sometimes there's a mitzvah to listen to a Navi even when he tells you to do something which is otherwise connected to Torah, something which is otherwise an Aveira. The mitzvah of Eluf Tishmon, the Rishonim say means that you're mechuyev to listen to a Navi, even in such a case. Now, the question is that if somebody comes, someone shows up and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to me, and he said, you should do this. He says, based on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, that everyone has to do the following. So the question is, if he's a Navi, then there is a mitzvah to listen to him. There's a mitzvah of Eluf Tishmon, and you're obligated to listen to him, and if you don't listen to him, you might be Chayiv Misa. On the other hand, how do we know that this person is a Navi? This person says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and spoke to him. Where's the evidence? Why should we believe him? Why should we believe when a random person can come and say, Hashem spoke to him, and then you should listen to what he has to say? How do we know that a Navi is saying the truth? So the Rambam writes, and it's based on the Psukim in Parashas Shoftim, that the halacha is that just because somebody shows up and claims to be a Navi that Hashem spoke to him, we don't automatically believe him. There's no mitzvah to listen to him automatically just because he says he's a Navi. In fact, we're not supposed to believe him. The Torah says that before we could believe that Hashem actually spoke to this person and he is truly a Navi, the Torah says that we have to test him. The Torah says that we ask a Navi for an ois. We ask him for some sort of sign. Now, he doesn't have to perform something that's a nes niglo, something which is supernatural. He doesn't have to do that. I guess if he would do that, that might be a good ois, that might be a good raya, a good proof that he's a Navi. But it's not necessary for a Navi to do that. What is it necessary for a Navi to do? Rambam says, if somebody comes and says he's a Navi, so we say, we don't trust you, we don't believe you that you're a Navi. First, what do you have to do? You have to give us some sort of ois. That if you say that what's going to be, something that's going to be in the future, tomorrow, this is going to happen. Something doesn't have to be supernatural occurrence. Something that's natural is definitely going to happen. And then, if it ends up happening, so then, if he was able to predict the future properly, so then we say, oh, so we see that it's taka true, and then we believe him that he's taka novi. If it doesn't come true, if he says something, he predicts something, and it doesn't end up happening, so then we see that he's not a novi, then he's a novi sheker. He's an imposter, he's pretending to be a novi, and he's chayiv misa, gets killed. So the Rambam over there writes, in Perek Yud Halacha Gimel, the Rambam has a kash. He says, we're saying over here that in order to prove that somebody's a Navi, he has to accurately predict the future. Frek the Rambam a kash, the Haloyam Oyinim Akoismim Oyrim Masha Asaliyos, he says there's a concept in the Torah. The Torah says, you're not allowed to be a Ma'oinin, you're not allowed to be a Kaisim, which are forms of Kishuf. These are forms of Kishuf where you go to this person who does Kishuf and he's able to tell you what's going to happen in the future. So he says, the Ma'onim and the Kaisman also could tell you what's going to happen in the future. So how do I know when somebody comes and he says he's a Navi? He says he'll prove he's a Navi because tomorrow this is going to happen. And he's right, and it ends up happening. Well, how is that a good proof that he's a Navi? Maybe he's not a Navi, maybe he does Kishuf. Maybe through these kinds of Kishuf, Ma'onim and the Kaisman, he was also able to figure out what's going to happen. What's the difference between them and a Navi? So the Rambam answers this question. Those people who do Kishuf and they're able to tell the future, they're able to accurately predict the future, sometimes they're right, and sometimes they're wrong. It's possible they could be completely wrong. It brings a pasuk, may for Isis be the Mekaisim Yahil. However, Aval, a Navi who predicts the future, Kol Dvar of Kayamin. When a Navi says that something is going to happen, every single thing that he says will come true. Now the Rambam continues, so if that's the case, by just saying that if he just predicts the future one time, it's not necessarily a proof, so it's possible you'll have to ask him to predict the future multiple times, and if every single time, everything he says is accurate and comes true, so then the halacha is that he is considered a Navi. He's muchzik that he's a Navi, and then the halacha is that you're mechuyev to listen to everything that he says. So what do we see from this Rambam? The Rambam over here says clearly that there exists a koyach that exists in this world, this type of kishuf, that a person has the ability of ma'oninim and kaismim, they have the ability to predict the future. Now, the Rambam over here is not talking about someone who's a faker. The Rambam over here is not talking about something that's a trick. The Rambam over here is talking about something which is an accurate prediction of the future. And he says they have the kayach, and it's a real kayach that exists, that they're able to predict the future. The only problem is, it's not 100% accurate. It's only accurate some of the time. That's the most, even the best type of kishuf that you can get is only going to be accurate some of the time. It's not going to be accurate 100% of the time. Which is why if someone is accurate 100% of the time, it must be he's a Navi and he's not doing kishuf. So this Rambam says clearly, that this concept of kishuf is real. The Rambam clearly says that there is such a concept of kishuf and there's an ability to accurately predict the future. So how does this fit with the other Rambam? We said the Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah that says that all the types of kishuf, and he's including over there, he's including the Ma'inin and Kaisim, he includes all forms of kishuf, and the Rambam over there says the whole thing is Sheker V'chazov. How does that fit with this Rambam? The Rambam over here says clearly that it's not Sheker V'chazov, that it's true. A taka could happen. The Teretz is, the way you have to understand this Rambam, is that when the Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah that all types of kishuf are sheker v'chozov, what the Rambam means is what the same thing that the Rambam says in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah. The Rambam doesn't mean that every single thing that a mechashev does, every single form of kishuf is really a trick and it's really not true. What the Rambam means to say is that kishuf is a real kayach. It does exist. There is a kayach ha-kishuf, but it's not reliable. That's why it's called sheker v'chozov. The Rambam over here says that the whole concept of kishuf, what the umas ha'olam, what the goyim wanted to do is they wanted to convince people that this kayach is as strong a kayach as the kayach of kedusha, the kayach of nevuah that a navi has, and every single thing that a baal kishuf does actually works. To that, the Rambam is telling you, no, it's not the same thing. The kayach ha-kishuf is, since it's a kayach, it's sheker v'chazov. What's sheker v'chazov about it is this, that the umas ha'olam want you to think that it always works. It doesn't always work, but that doesn't mean that the kayach doesn't exist. Of course, sometimes it works. And this pshat, actually, I found is the Maariv Chayis in one of his swarm in the Maimer Teferes L'Moshe, Perek Dalet, says clearly, you see for the Rambam over here that kishuf is real. So this is Al-Karkach, this is the way you have to understand the Rambam. And I think that the source for the Rambam to say that kishuv is real, but it's not completely accurate, aside from the fact that you see that from the way the Rambam understands the Psukim by a Navi, that the advantage of a Navi over other forms of kishuv is that the Navi is always correct, and other forms of kishuv are not. Aside from that, we have a very strong raya from this week's parasha itself, from the story of the Chartumim. What do we see by the Chartumim? It says that the Chartumim, Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Makkos on Klal Yisrael, and the Chartumim tried to recreate each one of the Makkos. So it came Dom, they were able to produce Dom. It came Tzradeya, they were also to make Tzradeya. When it came to Kinim, there they tried and it didn't work. What do you mean they tried and it didn't work? The answer is, because Kishuv is not absolute. Kishuv doesn't always work. That's what I see from this parasha. This parasha is telling us that the Kayach HaKishuv is not an absolute Kayach. It's not something that can always work. And therefore, sometimes it will work, and sometimes it won't work. So therefore, you see clearly from this, from the Psukim, like this Yisoid of the Rambam. And the Yisoid of the Rambam is that Avada, there exists a real Kayach of Kishuv, and according to this understanding, the kishuf that would make somebody be chayiv skilo is a real kishuf, not a fake kishuf. That would be the real kishuf that would make somebody chayiv skilo. But it's still the Rambam, when the Rambam goes out of his way to tell you that all the inyoni kishuf are sheker v'chozov, what the Rambam is saying is that not that there exists no kayach in the world b'chlal, but exists that it's not a complete kayach, it's not something that always works. And therefore, that's why, that's what the Rambam means when the Rambam says that it's sheker v'chozov, and therefore there's no kasha, the Rashba's kasha on the Rambam, and the other Achronim's kasha on the Rambam, from the Chartumim, from Shol, none of these kashas are kasha on the Rambam. Once we're on the topic of this Rambam, in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah, I think that based on this Rambam, in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah, about the difference between a Navi and and Kishuf, we can understand a different stira. A stira that the Rambam mentions regarding other things. The Rambam, well known, the Rambam has the Yud Gimel Ikrim, the 13 basics of Emunah that everyone has to, every Jew is mechuyev to believe in. The Rambam writes the Yud Gimel Ikrim of Emunah in his Pirshei Mishnayos to Sanhedrin in the beginning of the 10th parak of Sanhedrin. And the Rambam over there in Ikr Ches, the Rambam over there writes that Rambam's discussing this, that everyone is mechuyev to believe that the nevuah of Moshe is true. Everything Moshe Rabbeinu said is true. And the Rambam over there writes that we know from the story of Parshas Korach that Korach started up with Moshe Rabbeinu, and Korach said that what Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hashem didn't really say. So Moshe Rabbeinu says over there, Moshe Rabbeinu davened that the Hashem should perform some sort of meifis, some sort of nace. And that's what happened, that the earth opened up and swallowed all the people that of Korach and his family and all the other people that disagreed with Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rambam over there writes that the fact that the story of Korach, at the end of the story, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu performed the nace and got rid of all these people, that is the biggest proof that the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is true, that Moshe Rabbeinu said the name Shem Hashem. They were arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, Moshe, what Moshe Rabbeinu said is not in the name of Hashem. And Moshe said, no, I'm going to prove to you that it's true. And the Yitaka proved it. That's what the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayos to Sanhedrin. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisraeli HaTorah, Perek Ches, Halacha Aleph, says something slightly differently. The Rambam over there says, why did Klal Yisrael believe in Moshe Rabbeinu? Why is it that we believe that everything Moshe Rabbeinu says is true? So the Rambam over there says it's not because of the Nisim that Moshe Rabbeinu performed from Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. That's not why. The Rambam says the reason why we believe that everything Moshe Rabbeinu said is true, that Moshe Rabbeinu heard everything from Hashem, is because by Matan Torah, when all of Klal Yisrael was by Har Sinai, that every single person in Klal Yisrael heard Hashem speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. So if you heard Hashem speak to Moshe Rabbeinu, you have the biggest proof that everything Moshe Rabbeinu says is from Hashem. Therefore, no other proof was necessary. So why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu performed all these nisim? So the Rambam writes over there, the only reason why Moshe Rabbeinu performed these nisim is because there was a need for it. Klal Yisrael was surrounded, they had no way out, they were by the Yamsuf, so Moshe Rabbeinu split the Yamsuf so Klal Yisrael would be able to escape. And he goes through a list of all the nisim that Moshe Rabbeinu performed. And over there he says that Korach, there was Anshe Korach, they started up with Moshe Rabbeinu, so he needed to get rid of them. So therefore, he davened that the earth should open up and swallow them and get rid of them, and therefore, they will not present a problem anymore. The Rambam over there says clearly that we believe in Moshe Rabbeinu, not because of the story of Korach, not because there was a nace that Moshe Rabbeinu performed. So what's going on? The Rambam in Pirush Mishnah says that the nace of Korach, the earth opened up and swallowed Korach. That's the proof. That's proof that what Moshe Rabbeinu said is true. But the Rambam in Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah says, no, that's not why he did it. That's not, Moshe didn't do it to prove that he's true. Moshe Rabbeinu did it because there was a need to get rid of them. And it has nothing to do with proving that his nevuah is emes or not. So what's the pshat over here? How do we understand the steer in the Rambam? I think that the answer is simple. The fact that a Navi goes and performs a nace, that in itself doesn't prove that he's a Navi. That doesn't prove that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. The Rambam himself says it over here. The Rambam himself says that there's a Koyach HaKishuv. There's a Koyach to predict the future. And just because somebody comes and predicts the future doesn't prove that he's a Navi. He could really be a Ma'inin or a Kaisim. It could be somebody else that through a Koyach HaKishuv has the ability to predict the future. How do you know somebody's a Navi? If he's always right, and therefore his predictions always come true, so then there's a proof. Then there's a proof that Yitaka is a Navi. That's what the Rambam says. So therefore, if the earth opened up, there was an ace, and the earth opened up and swallowed up the Anshe Korach, that doesn't prove that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi. Not at all. That's what the Rambam means in Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah when the Rambam says that Moshe Rabbeinu, the nisim that Moshe Rabbeinu performed are only because there was a need for it, there was a tzairach. The reason we believe Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is emes is not because of that. Aye, the Rambam says, in Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam says that we believe that the fact that the Anshe Korach were swallowed up, that Hashem made a nace, is a raya that Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is emes. The raya that Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is emes is not from the actual nace. That doesn't prove anything, because the fact that something out of the ordinary occurred, that sometime something out of the ordinary occurred, that could be kishuv. That doesn't prove anything. The raya is because Moshe Rabbeinu himself predicted it beforehand. Moshe Rabbeinu said, when you look in the Pesukim in Parashas Korach, it's very clear. Moshe Rabbeinu said that if these people die natural death, Hashem didn't send me. That means that I'm not true. I'm not a shliach of Hashem. But if Hashem does an ace and swallows them up, if the earth opens up and swallows them up, then you see that I'm right. What is he saying? What's the kavan of Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, I'm putting my reputation on the line. You'd think that I'm not really a Navi. You think that I'm not saying something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The difference between a Navi and a Mechashev is that a Mechashev can't give guarantees. A Mechashev can't say, I'm 100% sure, 1000% sure that what I say is going to happen. He could say that, but it's not always true. Say Mekishev is not, it doesn't always happen. Moshe Rabbeinu Ovir was saying, this is going to prove beyond the shadow of a doubt, this is 100% true. If I'm a Navi, I'm 100% certain this is going to happen, and if not a Navi, it's not going to happen. If you say that with such conviction, only a Navi could do that. Only a Navi could do that. The actual fact of the Nais, the Rambam says, that doesn't prove anything. What proves the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, that is a proof to the concept of Nevuah. The proof to the concept of Nevuah is the fact that a Navi has the ability to predict something is going to happen, and that definitely will happen, and he can say with 100% certainty that is going to happen. So what we see over here is also this Yisoy, that the difference between a Navi and Kishuv, Kishuv is real. The Rambam agrees that there's a Kayach that exists in the world, Al-Kaponim in earlier generations, it was a Kayach HaKishuv. But the difference between Kishuv and the Kayach HaNavua is that the Kayach HaNavua is absolute, that will always happen. Mashenki in the Kayach HaKishuv, there are no guarantees, and maybe it will happen, maybe it won't.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.